Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right, this is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 332, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing all right, Mr. Klinsman.
How's everything going down there?
Fabulous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's the weather?
It rained like a bastard today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just a little cell coming through, or is there a tropical storm out there somewhere?
No, just a cell. I got a text actually today from a summer member.
Oh.
And he said, I'm going to go play at around 4 if you're in. So I'm like, text him back, yeah, absolutely. So I left the house, and it was beautiful here.
Uh-huh.
Got on the highway and it was just dark going south. I said, oh no.
That's a bad sign.
And then as I started getting, it was just pouring. So I got to Sarah Bay and people like running to their cars with their bags.
Oh, jeez.
The guy texts me. He's like, I'm out. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to see if like it clears up just a bit so I can hit balls because I'm already down here.
Right.
And there was no sign. So I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to go home.
That stinks, especially being like a 30-minute drive.
Right.
Be one thing if it was 10 minutes and then you're like, yeah, whatever. But what are you going to do? That's part of the deal, right? I mean, it's always going to get
Florida.
Those. Yeah, you're always going to get those storms.
Yep.
Did you play at all this week?
No, I didn't play. I'm playing tomorrow morning with Mr. Casciano. We're playing at his course.
Oh, he's a reciprocating?
Well, the fills are out now because of the uptick in positive tests. So the fills are out until the end of the month right now.
They just decided that's their...
That's it. They're done. That's until at least the end of the month.
So what's the end of the month going to do? They assume it's going to get better by then, or are they just...
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just curious where they think like another 10 days from now is going to be a big difference.
But... Well, I think it's a wait and see.
Oh, okay. They're going to reassess at the end of the month.
Reassess.
Okay,
correct.
That makes sense.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be... I just got a thing on my phone. It tells me the weather for the next day. 17 degrees warmer tomorrow than it was today. High of,
what was it today?
Like 70, 73.
Oh, that's a great July day, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just one of those rainy days. Just rain all day, cloudy, little cold front, but we're getting a heat wave. It's going to be 90 tomorrow, then like 93 Sunday, and then 90 again on Monday. So 3 days in a row over 90 is considered a heat wave. Is that correct?
Is that what it is?
I'm
is
pretty
it three
sure,
days
yeah.
In a row?
I think it has to be okay. 3 days in a row above 90, so... They're anticipating that.
Now, is that pool good to go?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, what happened, Pods?
Oh, there was a huge like washout from where all the water went. So underneath the deck is where most of it went, where there was like a dip in the liner. So I assume...
I've got some good news and I've got some bad news.
No, so the guy took the liner off and then he sees like this huge washout under there and he's like, I don't feel comfortable like... just putting the liner back on. And I'm like, yeah, that looks like something needs to be assessed. So
you got to move some earth?
We reached out to some people to make sure it's not like anything structural or anything where it's bad. And they came and they basically said, just fill it with whatever, sand or cement, anything, just to kind of get some of that earth back in there. So all the water from the pool obviously washed out and just
eroded
everything, but nothing. Yeah. It's well below like surface level and it's not really structural or anything like that, so and nothing got into the house, so there's a drain somewhere, like a dry well or something that runs through the neighborhood, so it all eventually found its way to that, which is a good thing, except that now I gotta on like two of the hottest days of the year, my main mission is to fill that hole.
And how are you going to do that?
Well, I'm going to put cement in there and then sand and then cement and then sand and just keep going until it gets back up to level.
Where are you going to get your supplies from?
I have some at work that I'm going to use, some cement, and then I'm just going to have to keep going to Lowe's or Home Depot and get sand.
Mm.
Just bags of sand. I don't want like a delivery of it because I have to bring it into the pool, so I got to like throw the bags over the edge of the pool every time. It's going to be miserable. I'm not looking forward to it.
No.
This is
And that's something that you're not getting help with on that.
No. No.
Billy's not coming over on a sad day to hang out. Whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, exactly. Not getting any extra, no extra hands. No volunteers for that one, right?
I'm going to be busy that day, Hunt.
So, yeah, and that'll be fun. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. So that's my bad news. The good news is that they're ready to put the liner on as soon as that's done. So hopefully I can button it up this weekend and they can do the liner.
Just enough time to close it, Pods.
I'll have all of August. Fingers crossed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you never know. A week or two in September could be nice enough to swim. Especially with the solar cover.
True that.
So, gotta stay positive as best as possible. Anything else going on in your neck of the woods?
Not really.
No.
No.
Are you, like, disappointed to play Lakewood? Is that where you're playing? Not Lakewood. Where are you?
No, University. Kind of. I'm worried about the hitting roofs, yes.
You just wish you could play Sarah Bay, right?
Yeah.
Is that, like, your favorite course you've played in Florida?
It's up there. If it's not number one, it's right up there, yeah.
Yeah. So you,
it's very playable. It's very
playable.
It's just
so different than anything else that you,
yeah,
that you play.
You stand on the tee box and you're not shaking.
Hmm. That's a very rare thing for us.
Oh, yeah.
I'm usually shaking.
I mean, you saw what I did to to that poor roof at Old Key West, right? I mean, you didn't see it.
I can still
hear
it in my ear. Like, I have, like, tinnitus from the noise in my ears.
It was like when I had front row seats to Def Leppard, and I think I almost had permanent ear damage. Like, it was a week, and my ear was still beep. I'm like, I might have to go to a doc. I might have some permanent
things. That's what I felt like after I heard that noise off the roof, yeah. Can you imagine the poor people in that house? They probably went into shock. Hopefully it was...
Probably knocked a filling out of there.
Hopefully it wasn't occupied at the time. Good thing we don't have the clubhead speed of Bryson DeChambeau.
Does he look like a buffoon out there or what?
Oh, my God. He hits it so far. Did he hit one like 423 on
Thursday? Something like that.
That's dumb, isn't it?
Yeah, he just looks like a clown, though, doesn't he?
He won, though. He took home a trophy.
Yeah, he did.
I kind of like him because he's like a villain. Yeah, I know. Even when he putts, he looks like an idiot putting.
He just looks like a complete clown, doesn't he? It's just weird.
Like, if you pulled up to Sarah Bay and your fourth, like, got paired with you, and you saw him,
you
on,
see
the
him on the
putting
green
with
I'd
that
be like,
stroke,
oh, man.
Oh, this is going to be a long round. And he gets up there and just blasts it out there 410 yards. I think you'd be a little shocked, wouldn't you?
Did you see him make that 10 on the par 5?
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't pay that close attention. That's not a good score, is it?
No.
10 is a bad score.
He still shot 41 with a 10. That's stupid. I mean, if we have a 10, that's when we're in the mid-50s.
Easy.
Because we still sprinkle in a couple doubles,
yeah,
right?
If not 60. Well, we would never card a 10 because once you get above 7, you're in the pocket. Yeah, give me a 7.
Yeah, that's where you just sit there and you sulk and stare at your phone until your buddies finish out the... Right?
Yes, exactly. Depends on how bad it is. Sometimes you could be not even that upset with a 10. Like if you hit a couple into the water, like not a chunk, just like you pull it a little bit and it goes into the water and you're like, what are you gonna do? Then you re-tee, you dribble it off the tee, you slice it into the woods, you can't find it, you drop it, leave it short into a bunker, leave it in the bunker, you're lying like 7 in the bunker, you just pick up. Are you really that mad at that point?
I'm pretty irritated.
I'm not super irritated. I would just kind of laugh it off and be like, I think I'm done.
Leaving it at my feet in a bunker really irritates me.
You don't like that, do you?
No, it bothers me.
Yeah, Frank's not a big fan, as we talked about last week.
He doesn't like leaving it at his feet either.
No, we had a more in-depth discussion about that. He said it drives him nuts.
That's one of his worst, too?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'd rather leave it at my feet in the bunker than scull it 60 yards.
When you thin that thing, that irritates me too.
I get nervous though. Like I think that's why I leave it at my feet so much, is because I'm afraid of the skull. So you bail out on the bunker shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just give up on it. You just take about 90 cubic yards of sand. Enough sand to fill the washout in my pool. He comes out of there.
But I still think the worst is what he did, though, because when you chunk a chip into the bunker, then you're like, oh, no. And then you leave it at your foot. Then that's because you're like, I should have just put this on. I don't have to worry about this.
That's true. Yeah.
And that's why that thing got tossed last week.
Yeah, that's a good point. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week for this week?
Absolutely.
This one is the Lamplighter Brewing Company out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. Brewed and canned in Cambridge, Mass. This one is called the Jamberry. It's an IPA with raspberry and rhubarb. 6.5% alcohol by volume. So I will say, this was left at my house after we had our little Father's Day thing. I think my brother-in-law brought it. This is not something I would ever have purchased. It says, this Jamberry is a hazy IPA brewed with raspberry and rhubarb, double dry hopped with American grown grunge yeast. This is juicy and full bodied beer, drinks like a berry pie with a lingering pithy finish. Keep cold and drink fresh. I'm not looking forward to this one. Ugh, it smells like sour, fruity, and hoppy, which are all things I don't like in a beer. Jamberry. From Lamplighter Brewing. One sip, everybody knows the rules. Oh, that's pretty bad, Bill.
Is it like cough medicine?
It's not even that sweet, that's the thing. It's like you get like the sourness from the fruit, and then you get the bitterness, so you're getting all the worst parts of everything. I'm going to give this like a 2.6, I don't like it.
Oh, wow.
It's a bad score, isn't it?
That's a terrible score.
2.6. I'll still finish it. It's not bad. Anything under a 2, I think, is dumped down the drain. Like a 1.8 is, I can't finish it. I'm dumping it down the drain. 2.6, I could finish this beer and be polite. You know, anything in the 1s, if you were given it at somebody's house, you'll finish it. Anything in the 2s, you'll finish no matter what. Anything in the 0s, like if I had like a 0.6, I think like you almost gag on it. I don't think I've ever had a 0.6 beer before.
No, I'm sure I have.
I'm sure you have as well. This might be one for you.
Pretty much anything other than a Bud Light is a 0.6.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have. Should we take our first break here?
Yeah, let's take our first break.
We will be right back.
Okay, sounds good, Buzz. Yaradi-doo-dee-oh,
All right, we are back from break. This is episode number 332 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And this week, we're digging in to play probably your favorite game. We talk about menus and food all the time, but really, when it comes down to it, your favorite thing is to look at hotel prices, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get off on that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy it.
Like, you look, even when you're not even remotely planning something, you just get back from something. For the day of, sometimes I think you look, even when you have plans.
Yeah.
Like, you're playing golf tomorrow, but you are already looking at tomorrow's prices for hotels, aren't you?
Correct.
It's like the stock market to you. You just want to keep your eye on it, know what the trends are, see what's looking good, what's a buy, what's a sell.
I wish they had an app where it just kept showing the prices.
Like a ticker?
Yeah.
Someone needs to do that, like a third party, like a non-Disney app. The problem is, I don't know if the prices are consistent for everybody across the board in the same category. Like, I wonder how much they play with it. You know, you always hear about airline prices. I don't know how true it is. Like, if you keep checking the same flight from the same IPA address, or the IP address that they, like, they raise the price or keep it steady. But if you check from a new computer for the same flight on the same day, you might get a lower fare because it's like a first look. You know what I mean? I don't know how good their algorithms are, and the same goes for Disney. But regardless, you said there's some silly prices out there, aren't there?
Ridiculous.
And this is involving Florida resident discount, which is what you have access to.
Actually, the AP is a better discount.
Oh, okay. Which you also have access to.
Mm-hmm.
So the AP discount's actually better than the Florida discount right now.
That's why when you click in, because when you sign in, it'll say, great, we have great rates through the end of September, blah, blah, blah. Click here for availability. So when you click that, then it brings up a page with all the prices.
Okay.
For your check-in and check-out dates.
Now, do you play around with the dates, just random ones, or are you anything?
Right now, I'm looking at like the end of August.
Okay.
So August 29th, check-in and check-out on September 1st. Mm-hmm. So the first one we see is Saratoga Springs.
Yep.
Florida resident room offer for summer and fall, $249.82.
Wow. For a studio?
Yeah, for a studio.
That's under $300. You don't see that very often. I remember seeing it at like $335 and thinking that was low.
That was right.
Yeah.
So then when you click on that specific resort, then it'll give you other options. And then you can click
one bedroom or things like that.
And it'll show you the one bedroom, two bedroom. And then you can click over to AP rates.
Oh, okay.
And then the prices change.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So you always want to make sure to get the best possible deal. Because you're going to assume the Florida resident's your best deal.
But not always. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go through a little bit. So I don't have access to any of this information, so you're going to have to be my eyes and ears here, and then we'll react together.
So just keep in mind, like these, I just have the page for Florida resident. Now, these are going to go down by maybe 10% on average for the annual pass.
So we'll start at Florida resident, which is going to be higher generally, and then we'll do the AP.
So you got Saratoga Springs, $249. Pop Century, $129.
That's not that low. I mean, it's not high. No, that's probably average for Pop Century.
Yeah, where it should be.
Right.
Caribbean Beach at $200.
That's a pretty good deal.
Contemporary Resort, $297.
Oh, you're like ready to pull the trigger for
those
that,
are the aren't you? Those are the garden view ones though.
That's kind of what you would but it's still I imagine it's relatively low at the others though.
Yeah, the garden wings I don't really because I want to stay in the A-frame.
Right, the garden wings are the ones that are out towards Wilderness Lodge, right?
Yeah.
Those seem nice, but it seems like a totally different resort, doesn't it?
Totally different. Like, I want the atmosphere. I want to be able to get out of my room and get on the elevator and go downstairs.
Right. All right, so continue on.
Okay, let me click back here, Billy. Contemporary Yacht Club, $296. I mean, when you ever see that a two in front of that, it's like the Price is Right. You know, do you like a two or a three in front of that? It's going to be a three, Pods. Yeah. It's a yacht club.
Right, it's always a three. You got like the yodel guy going up the mountain.
Yeah, right.
That was a good... I always liked the yodel game.
Yeah, when the guy fell over the mountain.
Everyone talks about Plinko. Like, that's the big one, but I think the yodel game was the best one.
That was my favorite.
And the putting one. Did you like the putting one they used to do?
I did like that one.
Yeah. Anyway.
Out of Animation, $152.
That's not bad for there.
Right.
What did
you
pay when you went? Do you remember?
I think I was like $165. Yeah, so you were close. So right around there. It's still a good deal. Anything under two is a good deal at
Out of Animation.
Beach Club, $296.
This is killing you, all the sub three deluxes, isn't it?
It's like, do I want to spend the entire month there? Now, this one's ridiculous. The cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness.
Uh-huh.
$267.
Wow, that's like a two-bedroom, right?
Yeah, basically. They got bunk beds and stuff. Yeah, you have like a nice living room.
Like, that would be a nice one for the girls and I.
Oh, it'd be perfect. Because
they have their own room, and then you kind of have the kitchen area and everything like that.
Yeah.
I think the sneakiest, best thing about those is if you have a car, you could park literally right outside.
Right there. Yeah, you can park right there. Yep.
Which is nice to have, obviously. That's nice.
Now, my only drawback with that is when you don't have hoop-de-doo and the other stuff going on, it doesn't behoove to stay there. Even though it would be nice to get a golf cart, I can take Rody up there with us.
And then drive around in the cart.
Pet friendlies. And I said, you know what? It would be nice just to throw him on the leash and just go walk a couple miles through the woods and just check every square inch of that resort out.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's definitely one I'm kicking around.
So Hoop-De-Doo is completely closed right now?
I have to assume it is.
I didn't know how they were doing it because, like, Chef Mickey is open, so why not Hoop-De-Doo Review?
I've been looking at menus, and that doesn't pop up.
Well, so then it probably is closed, yes.
I have to assume it's closed. Polynesian, $359.
That's not bad, but that's still... No. I wouldn't pay that for this time.
Polynesian, the villas and bungalows. I don't see bungalow prices, but the villas, that's what we stayed at because we got a deal on somebody had an empty DVC room. So we stayed in a DVC, and that room is... beautiful.
You loved it. I remember that.
It was gorgeous. It had two full bathrooms.
You were on the ground floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the only drawback, correct? That you wished you had a balcony?
Yeah, but it was still all right because you still have a balcony. You're on the ground floor. You still have chaise lounges and stuff.
Yeah, it just feels different, though, doesn't it, when you're on the ground floor as opposed to up above? Because you don't feel as private when people walk it by at like eye level when you're sitting out there.
Right, but there wasn't much action because you're facing the monorail that's going up from the TTC to the Polynesian.
That's true, so from where you were.
You didn't see that much action, but yeah, those are gorgeous rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Oki West, $251.
Yeah, that's nice. That's not a resort I would stay at to do a resort stay.
No, because I think the amenities are lackluster. Yeah. Food-wise, Olivia's is fine, but you would think you might want. And there's like no quick serve. It's basically right next to the Gurgling Suitcase that has no seating area whatsoever.
Right. I do like the pool, though. I think that's underrated, that pool with the sauna and everything.
Yeah, and a big hot tub.
Yeah, not that the sauna is something that I'd be doing anyway. Because I wasn't a big fan of it. We tried it when we stayed there, but...
Yeah, I'm all set if I never go in one of those again.
But it's still a nice amenity. Like, I think that pool is sneaky nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful pool.
It just reminds me... It reminds me of a giant, quiet pool. It's got, like, the benefits of the main pool, and it still feels like a quiet pool.
Yep.
Which I liked a lot. I loved Old Key West, don't get me wrong.
I did, too.
And
I
think
beautiful.
The... upgraded rooms there must be fantastic.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I mean, I kind of want to stay in one of the three bedrooms because you get the two stories. It's like 2,200 square feet, isn't it? The three bedrooms
That's silly, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Anyway, continue on. So $250 for that. That's a studio, presumably.
Yeah, remember I told you last night what the one bedroom was like $320 or $330?
I think it was even less. I thought it was like $315 maybe.
Was it?
It might be right. You would know better. But still. I feel like one bedroom's not that crazy. Old Key West, one bedroom, $317, you said.
I mean, there's no need for it, but it's nice.
Between a studio
and
a one.
To have that living room?
Yeah, for like, a one bedroom would be perfect for me and the girls. For you and Susie.
Yeah,
because
then they could stay at the pullout.
Studio is really... I mean, yes, it's nicer to have the one.
Yeah, but it's completely unnecessary. Right, yeah. I mean, there's no reason for it.
Yeah, because you could put them in the bedroom, and then like we could stay up and watch TV, make a drink, make something to eat if we wanted while they're sleeping, watch, and then not disturb them.
That kitchen was nice, though,
wasn't
it? Oh,
it was beautiful with the TV, in the island and everything.
Mm.
Yeah, I need to check out a YouTube with the refurbished. I don't think I've watched a YouTube on the refurbished Old Key West rooms.
Yeah, check them out. I was watching them yesterday.
I'd imagine you are.
Yeah.
All right, keep going down the list here.
Riviera, $357.
Those studios are minuscule, though. That seems like it, you saw the floor plan. Like, that one basically has like a trundle bed. That's it, right?
I don't know. I don't know if I've watched many YouTubes on Riviera.
So that one has a bed that comes out. The only bed comes out of the wall, like Pop Century. That's their studio.
I gotcha.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I remember it seeming very small. But it's a brand new resort.
Mm-hmm.
Although, it doesn't do a whole lot for me. I know the restaurants look good.
Yep.
But, like, the rest of it, there's not a lot. Because it's a tower, there's not a lot of, like, walking around to do.
Right, right.
That's what appeals to me about the Moderates, is there's a lot of walking around.
Yeah, you can just get a cup of coffee and go for a nice long walk.
Like, I guess you could walk Caribbean, but if you're going to do that, just stay at Caribbean. Save might as yourself well stay 150 there. Bucks a night.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, keep going.
Here's another intriguing one, Bay Lake Tower, 352.
That's not bad. For a studio there, that's nothing. Yeah, that's low for there. I mean, I still...
That's sometimes fives.
I'd still have a hard time justifying that myself, but that's as low as you're going to find that.
Mm-hmm. Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Let me go. A studio in the villa?
In the DVC at Kidani Village.
So it's a studio.
Mm-hmm.
Savannah view or like regular view?
It's going to be regular view.
I'm going to say 279.
287, oh, pretty close.
Yeah. That one occasionally sneaks down pretty low. Animal Kingdom. I don't know that low, but occasionally you always see that one. Like once in a while, you'll find an Animal Kingdom studio and you're like, that's pretty good. It's almost worth it.
352 for the deluxe studio Savannah view.
That's not bad.
No.
See, I'd rather stay at the Savannah View than Bay Lake Tower. Like, especially in coronavirus era Disney World. Like, if I'm going to go up there for a few days and just hang out and not do the parks during, you know, the new restrictions with everything, I think I'd rather have an animal view at Animal Kingdom.
My only problem is that we just stayed there.
Right,
and
no,
you know
I understand.
Me, I got to try to get everything.
I understand that. I definitely understand that.
Let's see. We got the DVC, the Beach Club Villas at 328. Boardwalk Villas, the DVC there at 328. We have the Copper Creek Villas at Wilderness Lodge for 318.
Oh, you got my attention right now.
Now we also have Boulder Ridge Villas at Wilderness Lodge 308.
Do they have the cabin prices on there? Those Boulder Ridge, the
cabins? Those are so hard. Remember we found them that one time when we were over there and you were messing around on your phone?
Yeah.
When we were at Geyser Point, mm-hmm. Like I think you were able to find it. Let's see. I don't. It's so weird because a lot of times they just don't pop up.
Well, it's like the presidential, it's like the suites and stuff. You have to call and request them and find availability and stuff. They're not just on the website for general inventory.
I don't see anything.
Like the bungalows. You never see a bungalow.
Yeah, it says cabin, and then it says this room is unavailable for the dates party size offered, which is they're not full.
Right.
So it says click here for availability. Let me see if I can get anything.
I think that's one where you got to call, and they're like, oh, yeah, we could do that one. It's $8.50 a night or whatever.
$8.50. I think it's even more.
Oh, yeah, maybe now it would be $8.50, though.
Yeah. That would be sweet, too.
That would be
completely. You can't justify it, but that would be fun,
not, wouldn't
it?
That would be amazing.
And everything else right now, it just says it is unavailable.
Right, like Coronado basically is taken by NBA. Grand Floridian is taken by NBA. Yep. Although I thought the Riviera was as well.
No, the other one is Yacht Club.
Oh, that's
but right, those okay. are the scrub teams, so they're probably figuring by then is when the playoffs is going on. So that's going to be the resort because they're going to knock it from three to two resorts.
Right,
I'm sure.
Yeah. If it even gets off the ground. I'm still wondering. We're like a week and a half away from the game starting, and I wouldn't bet too much money on the season going.
Yeah, I actually would.
Yeah, you think they're so far into it now? They're just going to
I think
do
they're
it.
Doing such a great I think they're doing a great job.
Yeah, they are. I don't have a problem with how they're handling it. I just wonder. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
And that's a topic we're actually going to cover next week.
Yeah, we're going to talk NBA. Disney bubble NBA.
Disney bubble NBA.
That's crazy.
So that's about all I have.
And that's
right
all the
now
Florida ones. And you're saying the AP is generally around 10% less than that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. So that brings like Caribbean Beach under $200 with the
yeah.
Even like Bay Lake, that's like $315 a night.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Nuts. What days of the week? Is that a weekend?
Yeah, it's a weekend.
So if you went like Monday through Thursday, you'd probably be even lower.
Well, let's just take a peek.
Just for my own edification here.
Pretty similar. Yacht Club, $287.
So they're probably, at this point, they're not a huge difference because the demand
isn't
there.
I'm not seeing the AP rate, so.
It's interesting. So not too much different then.
Correct.
Okay. Anything else you want to say on these resort prices or anything like that?
No, not really. I just don't know what I'm going to do, if I'm going to go or what.
I still don't know if it's worth it for what will be available for you to do there and what the restrictions might be based on what you've said about how you feel about dealing with those restrictions. Like, you don't want to go spend $900 for 3 days and not be able to walk into a restaurant or go get a drink or walk around
or swim in Stormalong Bay.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So I just wonder, even at those stupid prices, if it's worth it for you. Like you said, you were thinking about Vero Beach. That seems like that might be a way better option for you.
And that could still be in play, too. I mean,
what are those prices like? I have no idea what that.
They're like in the threes for the most part.
Is it? So that's like
yeah.
Very resorty then. They must have a ton of. It's smaller.
They've
though,
got like
it?
A miniature golf. They've got a miniature golf course. They've got a gorgeous pool. I mean, you walk basically over a little bridge to the pool to the Atlantic Ocean.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean it looks ridiculous. Nice, I mean yeah. The resort's gorgeous, sure. And there's just so much to do.
How far is that from you guys?
It is. I think MapQuest said it's just over 2 hours.
Oh, so not much more than Disney then.
It's absolutely direct. East. I mean, it's completely, if you look at a map, it's almost the opposite of where we are.
Oh, okay.
On the Atlantic side.
Gotcha. So we're right across the street.
Yep.
State, rather. Very interesting. All right, so should we move on to our next little topic here?
Any questions?
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Okay, Bradley Heathwood.
So there is a little bit, you know, with every rain cloud, there's a silver lining, Bill. And we may be dealing with coronavirus and, you know, all this craziness going on, but at least Spaceship Earth is saved for now. They decided to hold off the refurbishment of Spaceship Earth, and they're actually holding off on the construction of that Mary Poppins area in the UK pavilion. Probably both good things in our book.
Yes.
I don't care either way about the Mary Poppins thing. I'd rather leave the UK pavilion as is. I like it.
As is.
That one didn't bother me too much. I was more worried about the Spaceship Earth refurb.
What they were going to do to it, yes.
Yeah, so the fact that they're just pushing it off, putting it on hold, that's very welcome news for me. And I am happy to hear that. The other news, which this is a little strange to me, and I wonder why... couple of the Animal Kingdom attractions they announced that are going to be permanently closed is that Primeval World roller coaster in Dino Land, which I'm a little surprised at, because why close that roller coaster and keep the whole land open? If they're going to like redo the land, would they just close the whole land and start doing stuff to it?
I guess you would think.
But they're going to close Primeval World permanently. And that's it for that one. The other thing at Animal Kingdom is the nighttime show, whatever, I don't even know what it's called. Rivers of Light, is that what it's called?
Yep.
That's gone, completely axed. They're not even announcing like a reimagining or anything. It's just done. No more nighttime show, at least for now. I know they're not doing nighttime shows, so I guess they didn't even really have to announce it that they were getting rid of it permanently, but they did. And then the other one that's permanently closed, which had been closed for the better part of, what, a year? Is the Stitch's Great Escape in Magic Kingdom in Tomorrowland. Yep. So that's now permanently closed, which comes as a surprise to nobody. I liked Primeval World. I know I'm probably in the minority.
Oh, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I thought it was a fun roller coaster.
Oh, it was fantastic.
But I understand. I don't really understand. That's the one that confuses me the most, because if they're just going to let it sit there, might as well use it, right?
You would think.
Unless it's broken. If it's broken and it's going to cost them, you know, $6 million to repair, and they're saying it's not worth fixing this because it's not popular enough, we're going to replace it in 3 years anyway, then that makes sense. But if it's in working order, and why not just keep it running? There's not a lot of attractions in that park.
No.
There's a lot to do, don't get me wrong, but there's not a ton of rides, traditional rides, and that was one of the few. But no more. It's gone. And then the nighttime show, I never even saw it. I never even got to see the nighttime show there. And that got the axe. But again, that wasn't super popular either. You liked it though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Or were you kind of lukewarm on it?
No, I liked it.
You did enjoy it?
Yeah, I did enjoy it. Because it was different.
Right. And that's probably why it wasn't popular.
Exactly.
I'm sure eventually, you know, in a year or two or whatever, they'll replace it with something with Mickey Mouse and Dumbo and all the characters in there.
Because that's what you go to Animal Kingdom for,
right? Just like Epcot. They'll just do the same show that they're doing at Epcot, so you can watch it from both places.
Hey, you're not at Epcot, so you can't see it, so you might as well see it here.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, I think things worth mentioning, not a whole lot to dig into on those. Any of those closures come as a shock to you?
Not really.
No.
I think Primeval World did they close that at times during slow periods, or was that?
It was already operating seasonally.
Yeah, okay.
So now it got the axe. So I guess the writing was on the wall for that anyway.
The other thing I heard, too, is that Reflections is on the chopping block.
The China one?
The DVC, isn't that what it's called over
the
at
resort.
Fort Wilderness?
Yeah, that they're going to hold off on that.
Yeah, I heard that's no longer going to be done.
That kind of makes sense. Right?
Pop Century. Yeah,
the golden years or whatever they were going to call it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is basically the same, not even close, this is worse, right? Than
what is?
The impact on the tourism industry, the 9/11 was.
Because 9/11 was just an incident. This wasn't like the financial meltdown. Where
right. It was a combination of both. Like 9/11 happened and they pushed it off, and then the economy went to hell, you know, not too long after. So then they just said, forget it. And then now, with it just being closed, like cash flow is just way down. So they're not going to be doing these big projects. And then who knows where the economy is going to be after the election and into next year. Based on, you know, the results of the election, what happens?
I think the economy is going to be okay. I'll tell you what's interesting is that, you know, people who are staying at the resorts get first dibs to go to the park.
Okay,
and like I told you, a lot of it's black. Still, like I can't get dates.
Right.
But now I'm getting emails every day from Disney. Great news! Great news!
More dates are opening up. Yeah, yeah.
More dates are opening up because people aren't staying there. So they probably, you know, they have all these algorithms and they say, okay, last year we're at, you know, 92% resort occupancy. I don't know, say 85%. Now we're, you know, going to guess that we're going to be at 30%, which means we need X amount of park passes, blah, blah, blah. And now they're not even hitting those numbers.
Right. Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, even with the reduced capacity, from what I've been seeing, like,
there's nobody there.
It's absolutely like a ghost town.
This girl that I'm friends with, because I just know her through different podcasts or whatever, she's down there, and she took a screenshot of her phone.
Yeah.
And Flights of Passage was 10 minutes. 10.
Yeah.
Bill, that's stupid.
That's dumb, yeah. I still don't, I mean, for me, I obviously they're not selling new tickets anyway, but I still wouldn't want to go to travel there and to do it. But I'd be more tempted as a local.
If you live down the street from me and you said, hey, you want to go?
I'd be a little more tempted now. Let's go check out Epcot. There's 8 people there. I think we could social distance.
I just think it's one of those things.
I'd still be miserable, though. Not wearing the mask, that doesn't bother me. Just having it be what the reality is there. Like, that just still is tough for me.
Yeah, I know. It just, it is what it is, and I look at it as an opportunity.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like it's a private party. It's like they closed it, and, like, you and I are the only two there.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're like, okay, like, if you two were the only two there, well, you just had to wear a mask for the entire day, would you do it? We would have been like, sign me up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good point.
Because we know how it is there sometimes. It's so miserable.
Right.
I mean, there were two times when we were at Epcot where, as much as we like it, we were miserable.
Oh, it was awful.
That Food and Wine with your sister.
Yep, and then the one with the whole family, that art thing.
The whole family. Yeah. By the time I got there, you were leaving because the girls had to take naps.
Yeah, and it was the most crowded I've ever seen it. Yeah.
Do your fast passes, because I'm like still on I-4. It's going to take me 45 minutes just to get through the gate. Yeah. Oh, it was awful.
Yeah, that'll be a long way off from now, I think, that kind of, those kind of crowds.
I mean, I think people are just reevaluating their situation. I mean, I think we're going to have a vaccine soon. I don't think this is going to be doom and gloom for the next 5 years. But I think people have just went without it, and they're kind of saying, do I need this? I mean, people are selling their DVC points left and right.
Sure. Well, think of the main group of people who own DVC. Retirees. Oh, like, I feel like that's their bread and butter. Like, families, sure, but not a lot of young families do it. It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of, like, the grandparents do it. And then now they're in the...
Yeah, so that they can get the two-bedroom and get the grandkids down.
Right. Well, we'll take, you know, you can use our points, but now they're looking at it like, I'm in the at-risk group. Why am I going to go down? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get that.
I think you have a lot of Euros, because when they come down here, they do the two-week vacations.
That's true, yeah. And they can't even get into the country right now.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think the international is a huge chunk of business for Disney, and that's just zero.
Huge.
I mean, everything's zero. I imagine even opening right now, they still must be losing money.
Oh, they're losing a ton. They have to.
I can't imagine them being able to even break even with the amount of staff and the people who are going. They're not even getting new sales. These are already people who have already paid for their tickets. So how many hotel rooms are they putting in to pay the staff and to keep things operating? They got to be still, like, I don't know why they're even, to be honest.
Oh, are opening?
Yeah, why are they open?
Because, like, they're losing money. I don't know.
If they're losing money. So they must not be, but.
I think they are. They have to.
It doesn't make sense. Why would they do it? Let's lose less?
Because I think they lose less, I think.
Okay, well, that could be. If that's the case, yeah. So then they are really making, they're just losing less.
They're losing less.
Yeah, I guess if you,
because I heard I think they were losing $30 to $50 million a day by being closed.
So maybe if they're only losing $10 million a day, then it's worth it. Yeah, it
looks a lot better on the balance sheet.
Sure. Yeah, I guess if you told me you could go to work your full time job and you'll miss your rent by $300, but if you don't work you miss it by $1,300. I guess you're still gonna go to work.
Right.
Yeah, I guess being -300 is worse than -30, better than, you know. That's crazy. I just every time I see, like, someone post a picture or a video, I'm like, that can't be real. Like, it's more crowded when you go in for your, like, breakfast reservation before the park opens. Like, if you have the Be Our Guest breakfast at, like, 8:15, right, and the park doesn't open till 9, there's more people in the Magic Kingdom at that point than there are now at noon on, like, a Saturday because of what's going on. Madness.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And you look at people, like I watched a couple resort openings, and people are walking around. There's not a soul. There's nobody there.
And I imagine most people who are actually staying there probably aren't just, like, walking around the resort taking in the sights, you know. They're probably going to the parks or just, I don't know, hanging out in the room. Go to the pool. The pools are open, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do that and eat your meals. I don't know. I'd still feel safer at Disney than going to other places.
Oh, God.
During this.
I think they're doing a great job.
But it's still not worth it for me.
Absolutely not. No, I mean, if a vacation, I don't know what it costs to fly four people down and stay in a room and all this stuff, but say it's $4,000, $5,000.
Right.
If they said that we can sharpen it down to two, maybe you'll say yes. But for it to cost the same amount that it's going to cost, you just say, hell with it. I'll just do it next year.
Right. And even for
nothing
me,
wrong with saving a few bucks.
Just, I kind of always think about the worst case. Like, let's say I go and say, you know what, the hell with it. I'm going to go. We're going to bring the family. And then I come back, and then all of a sudden I test positive. And that now I'm out of work for 2 weeks. You know, the girls are exposed to it. My parents are exposed to it. It's like, is it worth it for that amount? Even doing everything, right? Obviously, anything you do increases the risk. And I know going to work every day, my risk is there.
Yeah, every day, yeah.
But if you're doing it as your, like, vacation, it's like, well,
you're saying this is unnecessary. If I get it at work, hey, I got to work. I got to make money.
Right, exactly.
I got to take care of my family.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So that's kind of the way I look at it. Anyway, anything else you want to add here? Should we take another break?
Yeah, you know what? I do want to add something.
Oh, good.
Couple weeks ago when I was ripping Disney because they took $200 and something out of my account, it did fall off that Monday.
Okay.
And somebody did call me the week before. I was like looking through. I had a missed call from a 407.
Yeah.
And it was somebody who was actually calling me about my yacht club reservation. So they actually did reach out.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you know, I was frustrated because they took the money initially for the APs, which was stupid.
Right.
But they did the right thing, and I got all my money back. My yacht club, I think, was credited, like, the following Tuesday or Wednesday, so it only took 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
So they did everything right.
All
right,
at the end of the
day. And they're also, if you have any bank fees or anything, here's a number to call, and they're going to reimburse you. So, of course, they do everything right. Yeah, they screw up. They drop the ball, but they are Disney. They do the right thing.
Well, that's good. At least they made it right at the end of the day.
Yep. So I just wanted to clear that up.
Get that on the record. Very good.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll take our second.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire and a fire representing seven games. And a government for hire and a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team reporters babble Trump.
All right, we are back from break, episode 332 in the books. We talked a little crazy resort prices, crazy low resort prices, and then a little bit of Disney news. And I think we covered it all pretty well. What do you think?
I think it was an outstanding show, Mr.
You Clinton. Liked it? You enjoyed it?
I did. Did you?
This is one that I would like listening to as an outsider. Ooh, they're talking resort prices. I'd be like settling in to listen to that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Grab a cup of coffee and
sit out on the lanai. Throw the golf on mute and just listen.
Yeah, listen to the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast.
This is a beautiful thing. On that note, I think we should just wrap it up. There's no need to add to perfection, right?
Oh, yeah. No, no.
All right. Well, you know where you could find us online, WDWBTG.com, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at WDWBTG. You can go to our YouTube page, youtube.com, and search for WDW Beyond the Gates, and you have a non-Disney video that got posted recently. You want to talk about that?
That was just a little scramble that us boys had at Longboat Key Club in Sarasota.
Now, that's probably the best place you've played since you've been down here, right? I remember you were a big fan of it at the time. Anyway.
It's in great shape. It's gorgeous. I like the layout at Sara Bay. This is more of a resort course.
Right. But so like have, you know, fairway bunkers and everything, it's like
yeah, it's on pretty. The water yeah, it's really nice. Right? Yeah. It's nice. Did you watch it?
I watched a little bit and I didn't get the whole thing yet.
Is this one that's going to kill me because it's going to say average watch time 32 seconds?
It might. I mean, it doesn't really fit with our model.
No, absolutely
but that's okay.
not. No, absolutely not.
But you know, more content's better than less content is the way I look at it. And people like that kind of stuff. It might not be our necessary audience, but someone's going to search for it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So that's good. And then obviously you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, TuneIn. Search.
Give us a thumbs up on everything. Our YouTube channel.
Yeah, all that. Subscribe over there. Search us, WDW Beyond the Gates, wherever you get your podcasts. You can email us info@WDWBTG.com, Gary@WDWBTG.com, and Mike@WDWBTG.com. Anything else?
Oh, bring us on, Bill.
All right, that's going to do it for episode number 332 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. For my co-host Mike down in Florida, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-C.